Today we're going to build a bassline turn in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle, old school DDN beat energy. And this is a big one, because in this style the bassline is not just looping in the background, it's talking to the drums. It's leaning forward, then snapping back. That little turn is what makes the track feel alive. So think of this less like adding an effect and more like shaping a phrase. The goal is to make the bassline answer the break, create tension, and push the listener into the next section, without losing that tight low-end control. Let's start with the bass sound itself. Build your bass on one MIDI track using an instrument rack, and split it into two chains. One chain is your sub. Keep that simple. Use something like operator or wave eatable with a sine wave, and keep it mono, clean, and centered. No unnecessary stereo width here. The sub's job is to hold the floor. Then make a second chain for the movement layer. This could be a restyle patch in wave-eatable or analog, or even a sampled bass one-shot if that already has the right jungle character. This is the part we're going to animate. Add a saturator after it for a bit of grit, and if needed, a little filtering to tame the highs and shape the tone. A really important mindset here is this: keep the sub stable, and let the mid layer do the dancing. That separation is what makes automation work so well in DNB, because you can make the turn feel dramatic without wrecking the low end. Now program a two-bar bassline that leaves space. This genre lives and dies on groove and negative space. If you fill every gap, the break has nowhere to breathe. A good old-school style phrase might hit on beat one, answer on the offbeat, then leave a pocket for the snare and kick to speak. In bar two, repeat the idea but change the ending. Maybe the last note is higher. Maybe it lands a little earlier. Maybe it stretches for a moment longer and then cuts off. That slight change is what makes it feel like a turn, not just a repeat. A useful trick here is to use note length and velocity together. Sometimes a shorter note with a bit more velocity lands harder than simply making the bass louder. That's especially true in jungle, where timing and feel often do more work than big obvious movements. Now let's lock the low end. On the full bass rack, use utility if you need to keep things centered and make sure the sub chain stays mono. If the sound design on the mid layer is wide, that's fine, but the lowest frequencies should stay solid and straight. On the mid chain, add auto filter and keep saturator in the chain too. If you want a little extra motion, you can add something like chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, but use it very lightly. We want movement, not a washed out bass. For the filter, start with a cutoff fairly low on the mid layer, maybe somewhere around 150 to 300 Hz depending on the patch. Then we're going to automate it so the bass opens up just before the turn and then snaps back or changes direction during the resolution. This is where the phrase starts to breathe. Open up the automation lane, or stay inside the clip with clip envelopes if you want to work quickly. Either way is valid in Live 12. The key is to make the movement feel musical. Try this as a starting point. Keep the cutoff darker through most of bar 1, then sweep it up near the end of the bar. Don't make the sweep too huge unless you want a really dramatic moment. A smooth rise creates tension. A sharper drop creates that classic snapback feeling. And if you want a more restless jungle vibe, use a slightly uneven curve so it feels a bit less polished, a bit more alive. That's the turn right there. It doesn't need to scream effect. It just needs to feel like the bass is leaning into the next phrase. Now let's make it feel even more human. Edit the MIDI notes so the last note before the turn changes slightly. You can shorten it, move it up or down a scale step, or give it a little pitch bend if the patch responds well to that. If you're using glide or portamento, try it only on selected notes, not the whole line. A small pitch fall on the final note can add menace. A slight pitch rise can create lift. But be careful with the sub. The low end should stay intentional and controlled, not seasick. If you're going to use more dramatic pitch movement, let that happen mostly in the mid layer, while the sub stays anchored. Now let's bring the drums into the picture, because in DNB the bass doesn't live alone. It has a conversation with the break. Put your bass against the drums and listen for where the snare lands. The turn often works best in the space after a snare or just before the next one. That gives it a natural rhythmic anchor. If the bass is fighting the snare transient, move the notes a little. Sometimes shifting the turn earlier, by a 16th, makes the groove feel way more exciting without needing a bigger automation move. That's a really useful lesson in this style. Timing can sell the drama more than depth. If the groove feels flat, try moving the turn a touch earlier before you start making it more extreme. Now, if you want faster control, group the bass chain into an instrument rack and map a few key controls to macros. This is a great intermediate workflow in Ableton, because it lets you automate performance style moves without juggling too many device parameters. Good macro choices are filter cutoff, drive amount, mid-layer volume, maybe a tiny bit of width on the mid-layer, and if you want, a very subtle send to reverb or echo for the turn only. When you automate a macro instead of individual parameters, the whole motion feels cleaner and easier to edit later. For example, you might keep the filter mostly closed through the phrase, then open it toward the turn, add a little more drive, and nudge the mid layer up just a touch. We're talking subtle moves here. In old school jungle and rolling DNB, the best turns are often felt before they're fully noticed. If you want to make the turn more dramatic, add a light transition effect, but only where it helps the phrase. A short echo throw on the final bass note can be really effective. A tiny amount of reverb can work too, as long as the low end stays dry. You can even use autopan on the mid layer for a brief burst of motion. Just keep the sub untouched. A strong trick is to automate the send only on the last note of the phrase, then pull it back immediately on the next bar. That gives you a little flash of personality without cluttering the whole groove. Now let's check everything in context. Turn off solo and listen with the break, any pads, atmospheres, and other musical elements. Ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the bass turn fight the snare? Does the sub stay centered in mono? Does the movement still read when the drums are full on? Does the automation feel musical, or does it sound like a random effect? Use mono checking often. If the bass loses too much power in mono, reduce stereo width on the mid layer or pull back facey effects. If the bass masks the snare body, you may need to dip some low mid energy around 150 to 300 Hz on the bass bus. And if the turn feels weak, try giving the mid layer a little more presence instead of pushing the sub harder. That's a really important mix mindset for DNB. The best movement often comes from contrast, not from making everything bigger. Now think about arrangement. This turn should serve the track, not just the loop. A good place for it is at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase, or right before a drop variation or break edit. You can establish a restrained groove for the first 8 bars, then make the turn bigger on bar 8 or bar 16. After that, strip something away for a bar or two so the next section has room to hit harder. If you want more old-school jungle tension, try closing the filter slightly on the last half bar before the new section, then reopening it on the downbeat. If you want a darker roller feel, keep the move more subtle and let the rhythm carry the energy. Here's a great intermediate way to work. Make 3 versions of the same turn. First version, use only filter automation on the mid layer. Keep it simple and subtle. Second version, add a little drive automation so the turn gets harder near the peak. Third version, change the final note or shorten it so the next bar feels more urgent. Then test it with the break underneath. Compare them at low volume. The one that still reads quietly is usually the strongest. Also ask which one feels most DJ-friendly, because in this style you want movement that helps transitions, not just something that sounds cool in isolation. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the whole bass line wide. Keep the sub mono. Don't automate too many things at once. Pick one main move first, usually filter cutoff or resonance, then add one supporting move if needed. Don't let the bass and snare fight each other. And don't use a turn that sounds like a preset trick. It should feel like a musical answer to the drums. If you want to go a step darker or heavier, try a two-stage turn. First, a small filter lift, then a quick drive bump or cutoff dip right after. That lean-in and snap-back combo is perfect for tension. You can also add a ghost note right before the main change, or let the mid-bass jump up an octave for a moment, while the sub stays anchored. That gives you lift without losing weight, and if the turn still feels too polite, automate a subtle gain lift into it, then pull it back. That little swell can make the phrase feel way more alive than just adding more distortion. So the big idea here is simple. Build a clean sub. Let the mid layer move. Automate the phrase like it's answering the drums, and keep the whole thing tight enough to work in mono. When the bass line turn feels like part of the groove, not a random add-on, that's when you've nailed the jungle and old-school DNB vibe. Try the 3-version exercise, pick the one that hits hardest in context, and save at rack as a preset. That way, the next time you build a drop, you've already got a bassline turn machine ready to go.